Connor Harbutt here with US 98 and KGGF, here with a very special guest. Some of you may know him from the Oak Ridge Boys. It is Richard Sturban. Mr. Sturban, how are you doing this afternoon?
Well, Connor, I am doing just fine. And let me say, it's a pleasure to be able to talk to you and to all of your fine listeners out there.
All right. And I got to say, before we really kind of dive into the questions here, your voice sounds pretty much exactly like I thought it would sound. It sounds just so nice to listen to. So,
well, quite often, people comment on my voice, and I jokingly tell people, usually, that if it was not for this voice, I would have to get a real job. I would have to work for a living.
All right. Yeah, I totally understand it. You singing me in the radio, like we all make our living with our voice. So we do.
Yeah.
It's all great. So let's kind of dive into questions about yourself first.
Sure.
We'll talk about your albums and all that in just a minute. But let's start with Richard Sturban. If you didn't already know, if you're listening in, you don't really know who Richard Sturban is. He is the one who sings the bass in the Oak Ridge Boys. So you imagine that deep, low voice. If you ever heard the song Elvira, of course, he's the one who does the oom-bop-a, oom-bop-a. I can't do it as good as him, but you understand. but anyway, you're from New Jersey, and you joined the Oak Ridge Boys in 1972. But before that, as I understand it, you were working with Elvis Presley. Kind of talk to me about how you really got started with Elvis and how you kind of got involved in the music industry.
Well, you're correct, about that. For about 2 years prior to joining the Oak Ridge Boys, I sang in a group called J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. And, it amounted to being in the right place at the right time. I had helped organize my own group up in some guys I got, a little close by. And in fact, Joe Bonzel ends up being in that group with me as well. But J.D. Sumner called me up one day, not J.D. himself, but his son-in-law. And J.D. is actually in the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's lowest bass singer. Okay. And he wanted to get off of the road and tend to his, he had like a publishing company and a talent agencies and businesses on the side he wanted to tend to, so we wanted to hire a younger bass singer to take his place. So they offered me the job, and I took the job. But to take the job, it involved me moving to Nashville, and I was with J.D. and the Stamps just for a few months when we got the gig of singing with Elvis. Elvis and J.D. Sumner were friends. They were both from Memphis, and Elvis needed a backup group because the group he had, the Imperials, had a conflict. So he hired the Stamps. So I was in the right place at the right time. And for about a year and a half before joining the Oak Ridge Boys, I had the opportunity to sing with Elvis. And, back then, Elvis was the biggest star in the world. There's no doubt about it. His tour was the biggest tour in the music business. And it was very exciting being a part of it. I got to know Elvis just a little bit. I really have some fond memories of some of the times I spent with him. So it was a special time in my life, to say the least. And I now that a lot of time has passed, and I look back on that, I'm really glad I had a chance to experience that. But, something important happened to me while I was singing with Elvis. One day, I got a phone call from William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys, and he told me that the bass singer in the Oak Ridge Boys was going to leave, and the Oak Ridge Boys wanted to know if I would be interested in the job. So here I was, apparently on top of the world, singing with Elvis, but I had to make a decision. And at the same time, I was a big fan of the Oak Ridge Boys. I listened to their music, I believed in what they were doing, and I felt like the group had a great deal of potential. So I wanted to be a part of it, and so I made the decision to leave Elvis and to join the Oak Ridge Boys. And I really believed I was doing the right thing. A lot of people questioned that decision. Mm-hmm. How could you leave Elvis and join the Oak Ridge Boys? But I really believed I was doing the right thing. I followed my heart. Mm-hmm. And I think now, 47 years later, I look back on what has happened to not just me personally, but all four Oak Ridge Boys. We've been very blessed. We've had a great career. So I think back then, 47 years ago, I think I made a pretty good decision.
Yeah, absolutely. Even today, I'm always getting calls. We do a classic show on Saturday. I'm always getting calls. Why don't you play more Oak Ridge Boys? And I always say, well, we can only play them a few times per hour, but I'll work them more in. So obviously, it was the right choice. Obviously, your music still impacts a lot of people to this day. So let's kind of maybe talk about this new album, because you know you are about to go on tour for your latest Christmas tour, your latest holiday tour with the Oak Ridge Boys, and alongside it, a new album actually released last week on October 25th that is available now. And you know, you guys make a holiday. This isn't your first holiday album, and so I imagine the process is pretty kind of streamlined on how you guys produce an album, since you produce so many of them. But kind of maybe talk about what the process is to putting together something like that, especially maybe a Christmas album.
Well, you know, believe it or, you know, I think over the course of the years, we've kind of become known for our Christmas music, you know, and this is our eighth Christmas album. That's hard to believe. Mm-hmm. You know? So, you know, we have recorded just about every Christmas standard that there is, you know, and you know, I think we've recorded, I think, White Christmas like three times now, you know. So we decided, maybe, you know, we got together with our producer Dave Cobb. That's the thing about this project that makes it so special. It was produced by Dave Cobb. Mm-hmm. Dave Cobb is one of the hottest guys in Nashville right now. He's very, very much in demand. You know, he does Chris Stapleton and, you know, a lot of the top artists in town. And we got together with him and our label, and we talked about it. And we said, let's just do a couple of standards, but let's do some brand new Christmas songs this time. Dave Cobb, being as hot as he is, he has access to some of the new young hot songwriters mm-hmm. here in Nashville. Guys who are writing hits for like Luke Bryan and some of the big artists, you know. So these young guys, they write, they work in out of the same building as Dave Cobb, RCA Studio A. They have a third floor where they write hit songs. They wrote several brand new Christmas songs, especially for the Oak Ridge Boys and for this project. So we recorded, while there are a few standards on the album, we recorded a lot of brand new Christmas songs, some really exciting new songs. And you know, Dave Cobb is a master. He's a genius at taking the old and marrying it with the new, just like I think Chris Stapleton's a great example of that. You know, he took a guy with a bluesy voice and sang in a bluegrass band. He married it with modern day country, and the results are amazing. Our last album, 17th Avenue Revival, Dave Cobb took old time rockabilly and he married it with gospel, and we came up with some very meaningful music. On this Christmas album now, it was different. With all these new songs, Dave Cobb took brand new Christmas songs and he made them sound Christmassy, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe retro is a better way to put it. Mm-hmm. But the results were great. Yeah, we're happy with it. You know, like you say, it's been out for a week or so now. It's called The Oak Ridge Boys Down Home Christmas. And, you know, we've been busy for the last month and a half or so really rehearsing, because we're incorporating this new material into our Christmas tour this year, which is requiring a little more rehearsal. But we love Christmas music. Singing Christmas songs in our Christmas tour has become a big part of the Oak Ridge Boys year every year. This year will be no exception.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, of course, on the album, there's some traditional songs such as Silent Night and Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, one of your guys' calling cards by this point, and how often it appears in your albums. But there's also, like you said, some original music in there as well. And I actually wanted to ask you specifically about a certain song, because it's one of the songs I've listened to the album a couple times now, and it's actually pretty much the song that features Richard Sturban the most, and that's Reindeer on the Roof. And I heard that was actually kind of a story about that one, on how quickly it was kind of produced and turned around. So kind of maybe talk about that song, what you like about it, and even maybe the video a little bit, because I understand the video has some pretty famous names as well, especially in the country music realm.
Well, yeah, you, Connor, you've done your homework. You're absolutely correct about that. And you know, every song has a story. You know, you can talk to any songwriter that has written a song, and there's something that inspires a songwriter to write a particular song. So every song has a story. This song, Reindeer on the Roof, has a very unique story. We were recording the Christmas project. We got towards the end of the sessions. You know, we had one more day left, and we were listening to some of the songs and talking with Dave Cobb, and Dave said, you know, we do not have a song on this album for Richard. So he got some of his young songwriters that work right there in the same building, and he kind of commissioned them. He mm-hmm. said, write Richard a Christmas song, and we need it pretty quickly. You know, so they went upstairs that evening and wrote the song, cut the demo. When we got back to the studio the next day, Dave Cobb had the demo ready. He played it for us. I listened to it a couple of times. Before you know it, I was in the studio singing it, recording it. Mm-hmm. After I kind of got my parts down, the other guys came and joined me, and the whole thing came to pass in less than 24 hours. 24 hours earlier, the song was not even heard of. 24 hours later, it was a done deal, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a very clever song. It's a fun song, you know. And I, you know, I a couple of years ago we did an album with Dave Cobb where we did Boom Boom Boom, you know, mm-hmm. the old John Lee Hooker song. So Dave Cobb told these writers, you know, do it, write a Christmas Boom Boom Boom. So they came up with Ba Boom. Boom, 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 mm-hmm. right there on the roof. And it's a fun song. It's a clever song. And then the record label liked it so well, they wanted us to do a video. So a few weeks ago, we shot the video, and we had some very good friends come in and make cameo appearances. Jamie Johnson, who also has a song on this latest album, South Alabama Christmas, that William Lee Golden sings. He came over, and he made an appearance on the video. And, you know, Jamie Johnson, if you're familiar with him at all, he doesn't have to do much. He just has to stand there. He has to just stand there, and he's gonna get noticed. He's gonna make an appearance. So he came on the set and made a cameo appearance. Our good friend John Rich from Big and Rich, he came over, and he wore his Santa Claus coat, and he danced around and mm-hmm. we had so much fun. Then our good friend, the movie actor, Dennis Quaid. You know, we got to know him some here in the last couple of years. He happened to be in Nashville cutting some TV commercials, and we got in touch with him, and he agreed to come by. He came by. We wrapped Christmas lights around him, and we had so much fun with him. You know, and he agreed to only stay for 15 minutes. He was there. We couldn't get rid of him. He wouldn't leave. But the thing turned out so well. And that's something that, you know, Oak Ridge Boys fans can look out for now. We have a brand new video with Reindeer on the Roof with several outstanding people as guest stars.
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube, of course. And I got to tell a personal anecdote. I kind of nerded out when I saw John Rich in the video because, you know, I grew up, I was a big Lone Star fan, a big Big and Rich fan as well. So I saw him. I'm like, that can't be John Rich. And then I realized it was. And I'm like, you know what? All right, that's pretty cool. So,
it really is. Yeah, and now we've gotten to know John really well over the years, and what a great guy he is. I mean, mm-hmm. He graciously agreed to come over and sit in on our video.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, once again, can find that one on YouTube. Just search, you know, Reindeer on the Roof, and you'll find it. All right, so let's move on to talking about this upcoming Christmas tour, because that is pretty much what you guys are promoting. That's the reason you guys got in contact with me, after all. But it is an annual thing at this point. I believe it's been how many years now? It's been...
Believe it or not, it's hard to believe, this is our 30th annual Christmas tour.
30 years.
We started doing this 30 years ago. You know, and it's hard to believe. You know, and I'll tell you, we got the idea, believe it or not, to do a Christmas tour from our longtime friend, Kenny Rogers. Kenny mm-hmm. did a Christmas tour himself a long time ago, and up until he retired just a year or so ago, he did it every year. He hired the Oak Ridge Boys to be on his Christmas tour with him. And I remember for a couple of years, we worked on Kenny Rogers' Christmas show, and I remember one day after the show, we came out on the bus and we started talking amongst ourselves. And, you know, we learned so much from Kenny over the years, including how to do a Christmas tour. And so we said, you know what? I think we can do this ourselves now. So sure enough, we started it 30 years ago, and it's become the biggest part of our year every year. And this year's our 30th annual. It's the Oak Ridge Boys Down Home Christmas, and we're excited about it. I told you we've been busy rehearsing. We've been working very hard, and it's going to be a great show. It's really a great family show, and even though it is a Christmas show, you know, quite often people ask, even though it's a Christmas show, will we still hear Elvira? Well, the answer to that question is yes, you will. you will hear me do giddy up, oom papa, mow mow. Yes, you will. And that probably, and probably thank God for kids. Y'all come back and learn some of our hit songs. We'll include a few songs from, you know, our latest album, you know, 17th Avenue Revival, you know. But for about 45 minutes at the very beginning, we do our regular music, including many of our hits. Then we take an intermission, and then after intermission, we do a complete Christmas show where we cover every aspect of Christmas. You know, we cover the romantic side of Christmas, the fun side of Christmas. We have a great Santa Claus. Santa comes out and makes an appearance. We sing songs about him, and we're probably going to be singing Reindeer on a Roof to Santa this year. but anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun with Santa. Santa actually goes out into the audience, and he interacts with the kids in the audience. And we take time for every kid to get a chance to come and meet Santa Claus, because we think that's very important. After Santa leaves, we then have a segment in our show called the Rocking Chair Segment, where the four Oak Ridge boys sit in rocking chairs, provided to us, by the way, by Cracker Barrel Restaurants, I might add. And we take turns talking. Each man talks about what he feels like talking about, you know, whether it's childhood Christmas memories, what Christmas means to him individually, or, mm-hmm. or, you know, we even talk about what the importance of Christmas music to our career. But it's a chance for the audience to get to know the four individual Oak Ridge boys just a little bit better. Interspersed with the talking, we sing some traditional Christmas songs, traditional Christmas carols. So it's a very down-home part of the show. It's a great, mm-hmm. become one of the most requested parts of the show here in recent years. Then we close the show out with a series of songs, and to us, this is the most important part. We close out with a series of songs that talk about the real, true meaning of Christmas, and we know what that is. That's the birth of Jesus. That's the reason we celebrate Christmas to begin with, and we talk about how important that is, especially in this day and age in which we live. So we close out the concert on a very sacred, you know, very, very, very spiritual note, and so the whole thing is a total package. Our hits, our regular music, every aspect of Christmas with the inspirational part at the end. It's a great, great family show. We encourage parents to bring their kids. It's a great way for families, you know, to spend some time around the holidays. You know, we'll be there in Independence, I believe, just like 2 days after Thanksgiving. Yeah. So it's going to be relatively early in the Christmas season, mm-hmm. but it'd be a good way to kick off the Christmas season and get into the Christmas spirit. It really will be.
Yeah, of course. Independence on November 30th at Memorial Hall. Of course, that's the closest location. There's a few other locations, though, around our neck of the woods. I know you actually start the tour in Branson. That's actually kind of near to dear to me because that's actually near my hometown. But you guys will spend a few dates in Branson, then also a concert in Manhattan as well. So there's a lot of opportunities. If you are listening right now and you're like, well, maybe I should go see the Oak Ridge Boys, you'll have plenty of dates in which to do that. So you actually kind of answered pretty much every question I had about the tour and about what kind of goes into your concert. So let's talk a little bit about the miscellaneous as well, because I had a few more questions about the post-tour and actually another story about what happened really last year. Of course, as most everyone knows, George W. Bush Sr. actually passed away last year, and you guys were close friends with the former president, and so apparently he personally requested you guys to play at his funeral. Kind of tell me about that story and what it really meant to you guys to play at such an important event.
Well, you know, we've had some great honors come our way throughout our career. Probably at the top of the list, you know, is being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. You know, that is so special. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just beyond words. But singing at George Bush's funeral last December, was a very special honor. We have a history with President Bush that goes back many years to when he was the vice president. We first met him when he was vice president. President Ronald Reagan at the time invited the Oak Ridge Boys to Washington to sing at the Congressional Barbecue on the lawn of the White House. And I remember we thought that was a tremendous honor. We couldn't wait to get there. We got there that day. That afternoon, we were doing a sound check on the lawn of the White House, and we were running songs on the stage they had set up there. This tall gentleman came walking across the lawn of the White House. He came up on the stage. He introduced himself as Vice President George Bush. He did not have to do that. Of course, we recognized him immediately, you know, but he proceeded to tell us that he was a big fan. He could not be at the concert that night, and he said, "Fellas, would you please do me You know, he had to travel, fly somewhere on some vice presidential business. But he said, so would you be willing to do me a couple of songs here right now? We said, sure, Mr. Vice President. Tell us, what would you like to hear? And that's when we realized, you know, he really was a fan of ours, because he started naming album cuts, deep cuts, you know, songs that were not necessarily hits. So we realized then that he was very familiar with our music. So that day, back in 1983, there on the lawn of the White House, we proceeded to give him a little mini concert. We established a friendship with him that day that lasted until he passed away, about 35 years. We got to know him and his wonderful wife, Barbara. They're two of the most wonderful people you will ever want to meet. And, you know, it goes way beyond politics. You know, it was true friendship, really. You know, we sang for President Bush many times while he was in the White House. After he left the White House, we would sing for him on many occasions. We would go to Kennebunkport, Maine, in the summer, you know, where they spent their summers. Just a beautiful spot. And we, four of us and our four wives, we'd go hang out with President Bush. We'd go fishing with him and just have a great time. But we always gave him private concerts right there in his living room. And, of course, he always invited the neighbors over, you know. he had to do that. It was a very informal kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, so we sang for President Bush many times over the years. There was one thing that was almost common every time we sang for him. He requested Amazing Grace. It was really his favorite song. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not too long before he passed away, he asked us if we would sing, you know, Amazing Grace at his funeral. And we promised him. We said, sure, Mr. President, you can count on us. We will be there. We had no idea. Last December, it was going to be in the middle of our Christmas tour. We were in Spokane, Washington, and we did. You can't get much further from Houston than that. So we did our Christmas show. We went directly to the airport, got on a private jet that was donated to us by a very dear friend who we will forever be indebted to. We could not have done it without the jet. We flew to Houston, got there just in time to go to the hotel, freshen up. We went to the church. There at the church, we met George W. Bush and Jeb Bush and other members of the Bush family. They all thanked us for doing this, you know, for President Bush. We sang Amazing Grace. Our good friend Reba was there, by the way, too. Reba McEntire sang there at that funeral as well. But anyway, we sang Amazing Grace, went back to the airport, got on a plane, flew back to a place called Kennewick, Washington, and did another Christmas show that night. You know, all of that in about a 24-hour period without any sleep. But somehow, you know, I think the good Lord gave us strength. We were able to pull it off. We did not miss a date in the process. But the most important thing by far is we kept our promise to President Bush. You know, and he always taught us to do the right thing, and that certainly was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And because of the popularity of that song, you know, hardly a day goes by since that funeral. You know, people saw it around the world on TV, really. Hardly a day goes by where someone doesn't come up to us and comment about that song. So our record label asked us to include it, even though it's not a Christmas song, our record label asked us to include it on our new Christmas album. So it's really kind of a bonus cut on the Christmas album. So our fans, you can know now when you buy our new Christmas CD, there's going to be some great Christmas songs on there, but there'll be a bonus cut, you know, the Oak Ridge Boys rendition of Amazing Grace.
All right, yeah, and so it's such a great story, and it kind of leads into my next question, because by all accounts, from what I've read, from what I've heard here today, you all just seem like very, very good men, and what can you kind of attribute to that?
I didn't quite catch the question.
I'm sorry?
Repeat that question. I didn't quite catch it all.
Okay. I said, by all accounts, from what I've read and from what I've heard, you all just seem like very, very good men, and what kind of can you attribute to that? What's kind of the reason that you guys, what kind of drives you guys to be good people?
You know, I think it goes back to our childhood. All four Oak Ridge boys were raised in Christian homes. We were all taught right from wrong. You know, we were all taught to tell the truth, to be honest in all your business dealings, you know, and I think when you're raised right, that stuff, and the Bible even talks about that stuff, college you through into your adult years, into your adult life. So I say, to answer your question, it goes back to the way we were all brought up, the way we were all raised, you know. And I think, you know, we have been very, very successful in our career. the good Lord has blessed us. So many good things have happened to us. And I think we realize, because of the way we were raised, that with success comes responsibility. And so we feel like, we have a responsibility now to maybe pass on some of our success to people that are not as fortunate as we are. So that's what we've tried to do. We've tried to live our lives in the right way. We try to conduct our business dealings, very much above board and in a very ethical way. But I think once again, it goes back to the way we were all raised.
All right, absolutely wonderful. And so, of course, after the Christmas tour, I assume you guys are going right back at it. What's next for the Oak Ridge Boys past the Christmas tour?
Well, after the Christmas tour, we get a little bit of a break. Not long, but for 2 or 3
Fair
weeks,
enough.
we take all, everybody kind of goes their separate ways, And then we're going to start right back in. We average about 150 days a year on the road. Next year will be no exception. We already have over 100 days booked, so we're going to be very, very busy. One thing very interesting, I told you we've been working with Dave Cobb. We've done, 3 mm-hmm. projects with him now. Our record label wants another album from us sometime next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we plan to go back into the studio again, and Dave Cobb has agreed to produce us again. And at this point, I don't know. It's too early to give you, a title or any song titles,
yeah,
or anything
for sure.
like that. But we just know that we're going to do it. The label wants us to do it. Dave Cobb has agreed. And so we're excited about, going down some very interesting roads once again with Dave Cobb. So that's what mm-hmm. we have to look forward to next year. So more recording, more of that creative process, that we like, and more taking our music live to our fans all over the country.
All right. Sounds great. And so that's all that I had. Is there anything else that you'd maybe like to add that we didn't really get to, or maybe something that you want to get out there?
Well, I think we have covered a lot of ground, and let me just one say, we love coming, Independence. It's the home of our longtime manager, Jim Halsey. He lives
okay.
just outside of, that's where he was. I think he was born there, or he was raised there, originally. So the place has a special place in our hearts. Over the course of the years, we've gotten to know a lot of people there. We have a lot of friends there. So I can speak for all the Oak Ridge Boys. I can tell you we are looking forward to coming back, to bringing our Christmas show, to Independence. We plan to have a great time. And so we encourage people and families, bring your kids, and let's have a great time together.
All right, and I can tell you from talking around the office and talking around town, there are quite a bit of people who are ready to see you guys here in Independence. So once again, thank you very much, Mr. Sturban, for making the time to talk with us. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you, and we'll look forward to seeing you on November 30th.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thank you, and thank you so much, Connor, for promoting the fact that we're coming to town and for promoting our new album. When you do that, you help us, and we appreciate it. We do not take it lightly. So thank you very much.
All right. So that was Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys, who have just released their newest holiday album, Down Home Christmas, from Lightning Rod Records and 30 Tigers, available now wherever you can find it. This is Connor Harbit with KGGF Radio and US 98.